Australian researchers working on developing a bionic eye admit they've been surprised by the news that British doctors have fitted a similar device to a man suffering the developed world's most common cause of vision loss. The breakthrough gives hope to millions of people diagnosed with age-related macular degeneration. But there's a concern about whether the treatment could cause sufferers to lose more of their remaining eyesight, as Nick Grimm reports.
Bionics, as the definition goes, is the science of constructing artificial systems with some of the characteristics of living systems. A few decades back, the notion captured the public imagination with the help of the 70s-era American TV show The $6 Million Man.
Steve Austin, astronaut, a man barely alive.
And since then, what was once the stuff of technological fantasy has been gradually becoming technological fact.
Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology.
So while Steve Austin's zoomable and infrared-capable bionic eye is not quite with us just yet, medical teams around the world have been taking great bounds in developing devices to help restore vision to the blind. Rob Shepherd is a professor of medical bionics at the University of Melbourne.
Bionic eyes will never reproduce the type of vision we naturally have. Bionic eyes will provide some rudimentary vision to allow patients to move around in a room to see and avoid objects.
Now, in a world first, British doctors have given a bionic eye implant to an 80-year-old Manchester man, Ray Flynn. While he's not the first person to receive a bionic eye, he is the first recipient who suffers from the developed world's most common cause of vision loss, the condition known as dry age-related macular degeneration.
Oh, it was wonderful with my eyes closed to see the bars on there. It was really good.
The procedure involved doctors wrapping a small retinal implant around the back of his right eye. A pair of special glasses equipped with a video camera communicates wirelessly with the implant, with visual information sent to electrodes that stimulate the retina and send signals to the brain to interpret. Australian researchers have been working on medical trials of their own versions of the bionic eye. Professor Shepherd is part of a consortium of research groups calling itself Bionic Vision Australia, which carried out the nation's first such implant in 2012.
I can remember when the first sort of bigger image came there, I just went, wow.
Recipient Diane Ashworth was totally blind as a result of a condition called retinitis pigmentosa. But the news that a similar technique has been applied to a patient suffering from a more common form of blindness has been greeted cautiously here in Australia. Rob Shepherd again.
Well, it comes as somewhat of a surprise. The surgical technique is an invasive technique where the electrodes are tacked onto the surface of the retina of blind patients. And to date, all the groups developing these devices have been only implanting them in patients with a profound visual loss. These patients with age-related macular degeneration will have some peripheral vision. So we will wait with some concern to see whether the surgical procedure affects that peripheral vision. So if the surgeons can implant this very carefully, there's the potential to provide additional vision without doing any damage to the patient's peripheral vision. But this is a clinical trial and we'll just have to wait and see.
That's Professor Rob Shepherd from Melbourne University, ending that report from Nick Grimm.